I am Alvaro Garza, Deputy Health Officer at San Mateo County, California, a Health Department, and a member of the committee, and will moderate the session. And the topic, as you've seen already before, is health disparities, politics, policy, and public health. And our general objectives for the session for the next hour and a half is to identify political and economic drivers of health disparities and inequities, to describe successful, in my view, political coalition building for policies to eliminate health disparities and inequities, and to consider how to change public health policy and practice to eliminate health disparities and inequities. So as you've already seen the names of the panel members, we have a great panel who I will introduce in a moment. I just want to share a couple of thoughts that I've had as I was thinking about and preparing for the session. And what came to mind were the top tips for better health care. And I'm sure most all of you have heard all of these in their various lists. This is a common one. The one on the left, for example, don't smoke, eat a balanced diet, be physically active, etc. And of course, these are for individuals to take action if and when they can, right? Now, a more upstream, if you will, upstream modification of these top tips, and this one I attribute, at least what I've seen, is to Dr. Dennis Raphael of Toronto. And these could include, for example, don't be poor, right? Live near good supermarkets and buy fresh produce. Live near a safe area with parks so you can exercise, etc. So there's a whole long list. But these two are aimed at individual action, if and when they can. So what I haven't seen, and what I was thinking about this session, is basically a list for community action or political action, in terms of top tips for improving health and for eliminating health disparities, health inequities. So I thought perhaps that in this discussion we might lead to some top tips to politicians for better health policies. And just I put some thought to this too, and I'll share these with you fairly briefly and we'll get on to the speakers. But something along the lines, in my view, to ensure that we encourage and enable everyone to get quality education and job training. We have policies to provide jobs for everyone for better than poverty wages. That we have policies that prevent poverty in all communities. And if we can't, then we compel the very rich, maybe, to take action to improve the health and well-being of the poor. We're for policy to eliminate the economic disparities and inequities between communities in the U.S. and between countries in the world. That we work to make healthcare a right, not a commodity. And within that, to ensure that everyone has healthcare insurance, that everyone has access to quality healthcare and has a health home, and always protect the health of the many over the profits of a few. And within that, to analyze all policies for potential impacts on the health of the public. I'm going to skip that next one. The next sub-bullet there, but the other one I want to mention is to ensure community environments everywhere that are safe, accessible, and enable everyone to be physically active at all ages. Develop policies to improve cultural and linguistic diversity of health professionals so that they mirror the population diversity. And finally, we develop policies that ensure good quality housing for everyone so that no one is homeless. So this is just a brief list, but sort of, in my view, at least for now, the top tips, if you will, for community action. And maybe we can put some thought to this. And, of course, in the discussions, presentations, we will also, at least I will be looking at that.